Bilski, your spiritual warrior goddess. God, I can't talk tonight. On the Quantum Leap Show, Let Light Unite, and this is UPR and Radio, April 7th, 2017. Welcome. Wow, how has your week been? Has it been really tough, things not coming together, and just a lot of frustration and miscommunication with everybody? Well, welcome to the world of Mercury in retrograde. We are in it again. Actually, it started today officially, and it goes for the next 3 weeks. However, I don't know about you, but I was certainly feeling it a week ago. And when Mercury in retrograde goes retrograde, it's really a lot of challenges. You can have a lot of miscommunication, and you've got to really be careful about your words. And you may say something you think you're really perfectly clear, but the other person, by the time it gets to their ears, it's completely something totally different. Appointments may not want to come together. And I always say have a backup for your appointment, then have a backup for the backup. And God, you really got to learn to go with the wind. You don't really want to start a lot of new things around this time, and I'm going to eat my words in a few minutes on this one, sign any contracts or start new relationships, because after Mercury in retrograde goes direct, things normally usually fall apart. Now, there are absolutely some exceptions to that rule, and I'm going to fall under that one. It's also a time where it's a lot of unfinished business. So if something is started before Mercury in retrograde, it might be the time during this period to complete everything. But it also draws unfinished business into your life. You might find people coming in back into your life, which you haven't seen for a long time. And a lot of times, because I own a store in Hawaii, a lot of times we'll see people only certain times of year. And a lot of times, you know, these people come in when it's retrograde, and I call them the retrograde crowd, which is really lovely. It doesn't mean any difference. It just means they're drawn back to me for whatever reason. They may need something. I may need something to finish. And, you know, if I haven't seen somebody in a long, long time, we're talking years, and they come back into my life, I just kind of look at them now like, wow, maybe I owe you some karma. And I might grab a crystal or a piece of angel light and give it to them and just look at them. And I'm going, you know, it's so great to see you. And you know, we don't owe each other any karma anymore. And here, you know, now we're karma free and go on our business. Sometimes you also have to look at the blocks as a blessing. And I just went through that this week. Like I said, my car broke down about a week ago, very Mercury in retrograde. It does work on electrical problems and communication problems. So it took 3 days to get to the person that was going to look at my car. And I have a 2003 Prius that I've had for 8-9 years, and it has over 225,000 miles. Now the mechanic looked at it and he goes, the big battery went, this other part went, and go get something else. And I'm going, I'm not going to get something else. I'm getting this fixed. I've had this car for a long time. I love this car. So I went and started checking out car parts, and because you're not going to get anything, I live in Hawaii on the island. You just don't find used car parts for Priuses here very often. So I have to go to the mainland, and I started calling auto parts, salvage companies, and all those really fun guy things to do, places where you get parts. And I found the part that I need, you know, the big motor, the big battery for my Prius, and that and the other part I needed would be delivered to Hawaii for $2,225. And then you have to add on another $700-$800 to have it installed. Okay. Now, that doesn't count. That battery is like 700 pounds. So it would be shipped like slow boat. It would take 3 weeks to get here. Because it weighs 700 pounds, I would have to find somebody with a truck to go pick it up and then take that to the dealer and, then get my car hauled to the dealer. So we're talking about a month with no car. Yay, good times. But I'm stubborn, so I'm gonna do this, right? And that doesn't seem like too much money to, and once that battery's put in, it be like almost having a brand new car. Yeah, that's what I told myself. So, in Mercury in retrograde fashion, and I'm also waiting for money to come in so I can do all this. I mean, you don't have the money to do it. It's not happening in your life, right? Well, normally, with parts anyway, that's out of state. So I'm waiting for the money. It hasn't come in. It hasn't come in. It hasn't come in day after day. And finally, the parts people call me up and they go, "What do you want to do?" I go, "Well, I don't have the money yet, and there's nothing I can do to make it come any quicker." And they went, "Okay, well," and I go, "And I also won't know if anything comes in for another hour." I mean, we're 6 hours behind everybody. Hawaii is behind everybody in time. So by the time you got your day almost done, I'm just beginning. And sometimes there's just a little tiny window that you catch that everything flows and is all coordinate. So the car people are telling place parts are going, "Well, sorry, we're closing now. And of course, we're not going to be open up till Monday." And I went, "Oh, yay. So all this is going to be delayed another 3 days. Yay." And then all of a sudden, after all that happened, I sat down in the computer and I got on Craigslist. Spirit had me go on Craigslist and go, just start checking out what used cars would be. And lo and behold, I found this incredible 2014 Nissan Versa Note, and it only has 18,000 miles on it, under full warranty. And I can pick it up tomorrow. I mean, I'm just blown away, first off, because I never thought I would be doing that. And you're supposed to be doing it when it's really easy and it all flows and flows. And I mean, I called the guy up and he goes, "What car do you want?" And I picked out this car. And he goes, "Well, let's pre-check your credit." And I went, "Oh, well, what the heck? Haven't done that one in years." And he calls back and he goes, "You've been pre-approved." And thank God I was sitting down. Because really, I could care less about credit. But obviously, I now have it. Yay. Don't even have to get a co-signer for the car. Yay. So for $200 less than that a month, I'm going to be driving a pretty much brand new car. So I'm going to put the Prius out there for parts or whoever wants to haul it away and kiss it goodbye. It's been a very good car. And goodbye, Toyota, and aloha, Nissan. Now, to me, that was a blessing and something just incredible dropped in my lap. And, now I look at all the delays and go, "Oh, that's why you didn't give me the money yet. Because you didn't want me to order the parts and you were going to give me something much better, which you did. Oh my God. So now I don't have to worry about anything breaking down. And if I do, it's covered under warranty. Life is good." So, with all the craziness that has been going on with Mercury in retrograde, I figure everybody would like a spiritual tune-up. So we will do the curse removal, energy balancing, and then we really need to do some light work. And I don't know if I've mentioned it at all, but have you ever noticed or paid attention when you've gone into a very public place, whether it was grocery shopping or Walmarts or Kmarts or any of those mart stores, and looked at people and look how they acted? I mean, here I am seeing people that are totally unconscious. And I call them the living walking zombies. And they walk around in a daze. And it's scary. And I'm not talking one or two, I'm talking the whole darn store. And I wasn't the only one that noticed it. And this other lady, I just looked at her and she looked at me and we're just going, oh my God, what is wrong with people? Well, golly jeepers, what we're probably seeing or what I am seeing is, they've been trying to dumb down the public for a long, long time. And I think we're finally seeing the results, which is pretty friggin' scary. At least to me, it is. But then you step back and you think, whoa, they've really gone at us for a long, long time. They're forcing genetically modified food on us. They're putting fluoride in the water to dumb you down. They're chemtrailing everybody with fluoride and other creepy stuff in the air to dumb us down again. And then they've got the frequencies that they send out. And the Wi-Fis that we're being, and the energy, again, and all the frequencies that were being sent. And then you get to sit in front of the TV, and depending on what kind of TV you have, is that energy that's coming out of it? Ergo, couch potato. It's the dumbing down of the planet. When we do our light circle tonight, we're going to focus and see what we can do to awaken the living zombies. And boy, guys, I don't know if you notice how wacky our president is and how awful, and I'm being kind, our Senate and Congress is, and how selfish and smug the Republicans are. So we're going to do, of course, light work on those guys. Now, Steve Bannon has been removed from the National Security Council, and that's a big one. He got his hand slapped. So, of course, we're going to add him in the energy work and keep all that stuff going and amplify light and really work with this energy of retrograde because, whatever these people, oh my God, you know what? Trump went to war with Syria on retrograde. Oh, that's going to work well for him, huh? He needs to be taken out of office. And, when you put Pence in office, he's not a really cool dude either. I mean, he calls himself an evangelical Catholic, whatever the hell that is. It doesn't sound very good. And, evangelical Catholic, that's born again. Okay, well, he's got some really crazy ass fundamental ideas to the point where he will not be around and alone with any other woman unless his wife's there. I mean, that's being close, but hello, I honor that commitment, but you don't trust yourself? Come on, give me your break here. So that means if anybody from this A woman from the Senate or the Congress wants to talk to him in private. He can't do it unless his wife is there. Wow. So, yeah, we need to do a little bit of work on him because if they put Trump in a position of harmlessness, like take him out of office and impeach him, well, Pence gets to be president. So, wow, we definitely have our work cut out for us. And, I honor all you guys for joining. And I figure by now, what my program is, and how important it is to do light work and to do light work as a group. And, and you've got 350,000 people tuning in as one. That's a pretty strong group. And we are making headway. And if you really like what we do, then please share, with others so they can join in and go get a crystal. And that's going to amplify all your energy, while we're doing this. And even when you do your own meditation, it's going to amplify in your own light work. Those are our tools that God gave us to amplify our light work. And I'm very humble because God actually is allowing me to be the keeper of two big Earthkeeper crystals in Hawaii. And actually, I have the largest crystal in Hawaii, and it's a 1,000-pound smoky quartz elestial Earthkeeper that anybody who comes into my store can touch and hug. And we do light circles around her all the time. And then I have another Earthkeeper crystal that's over 650 pounds, and it's also a smoky quartz elestial. And I also let people touch and hug, and you know, they don't normally let you do that in museums, that's for sure. But these are working crystals. So I kind of look at those guys as the big guns. And when we do light circle, that's why I always put a huge crystal in the center to amplify our work even more. And this is war. This we're doing battle. It's light against dark. And whoever is the strongest is going to win. And I mean energy, whoever puts out the most energy will negate the others. And, you know, dark side, they're really good at what they do. They're used to organizing. And you got all those light workers, and there's so many of you out there. And to be pulled together as a group is incredible. And I feel so honored to be able to do this with everyone. And are we having impact? Oh, hell yes. Bannon got pulled from national security. Do you see Kellyanne Conway out there anymore? I don't. You know, these people cannot keep speaking lies and keep getting away with it. So again, it's light work and the energy that we do and what everybody does on the planet combined. So you like what we do, share it with others, have a group of people together when you listen to the program and be part of a huge, huge, huge light circle that does service work for the planet. And again, for all of you that have done this before, I honor you and I bless you. And, you know, I hope in return that you're just, life is filled with joy and all kinds of miracles, because I know mine is. All right, well, let's do a little bit of light work. So let's do the energy balancing, the curse removal. I call that the spiritual tune-up. So what it does, what it is, basically, it's just removing energy you've taken on that's not yours, clearing out your path, and helping you feel lighter. So you can move forward with your divine missions and purposes and be more successful. You know, the more successful you are, the more light goes forward. And speaking of light, remember we have the World Enlightenment Day on August 21st, which is a solar eclipse. And all we're asking people to do is chant, "May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now." And you don't have to wait for that date to chant. You can chant it all the time. Chant it around your kids and your family and the people that you work with, politicians, people in prison, people who run the prison. Yeah, the more we call that divine energy down, the quicker we are going into enlightenment. And I mean quantum leap into enlightenment, where so many people are awakened that darkness can't get away with this crap. It's over. And then we're into cleanup, and people are going to want to know how to use their new spiritual gifts. God, it's going to be fun. At least I believe it will. All right. So the curse removal of energy balancing is I'm going to open up all your energy centers, your chakras. You've got one at the top of your head, your third eye, your throat, heart, your solar plexus, and one at your belly button. And your sacral chakra, which is between your belly button and your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. And then you do have minor chakras, But those are the major ones that we're going to work on tonight. And I just remove curses after that and energy overlays that you've taken on that's not yours. And when we're done, you should feel much lighter. And then we're going to go right into the light circle and do some energy work for the planet. And again, I bless you for selfless service and I honor you. Also let you know that next week I won't be here. You know, I get the night off. And then on the 21st, Kate Gruhl is going to come on and she's going to tell you about some incredible skin products that she turned me on to that, you know, if you're ready to get rid of wrinkles, this is it. And it's amazing. And I've had people since I've been using it just tell me how young I look, that I've never looked any better, that my six-year-old grandson was my son. That gave me chuckles, and I am being carded again for senior discounts. Make my day. Okay, so let's do the curse removal energy balancing. And for those of you that are going to participate, please sit somewhere where you're comfortable. Feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, palms up, and put your spine as straight as you can. Now, what I want to do, if you have any aches or pains, I want you to imagine my angel light tools that are there. And if you don't know what they look like, if you can imagine a softball cut in half filled with all the stones, angel light and crystals, and then a crystal coming out of it that's going to draw my energy out. So imagine that anywhere, that tool, anywhere that you hurt. And where we're doing this energy work, it's going to help you release pain and stress. And then I do the curse removal. All right, so I want you to start taking some gentle, deep breaths, but not so you hyperventilate on me. And while you're doing that, I surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. I call your teachers, guides, masters, and all the divine angels that work with you and invite them in to help us make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you and imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God and coming into the top of your head and allow that energy to flow through the top of your head and flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator and you become this unlimited spiritual being full of new potentials. And allow that energy to flow out your third eye, the middle of your forehead. And feel the energy flow down now, down your neck. And feel it come out of your throat chakra. And feel that energy flow down even farther. And feel it come out of your heart chakra. And now allow that energy to flow even farther and feel it come out of your solar plexus chakra. And now allow that energy to flow down even farther so it comes out of your belly button chakra. And now feel it come out of your sacral. And feel it flow out of your root chakra. Allow that energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Let it flow down your arms and out your hands and allow it to flow down your spine. So take one more deep breath. And this time as you exhale, I want everything left in your body that no longer serves you being gently released through your breath as you exhale, and then breathe normal. As you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is, it created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth and cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you. And that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those energies are, all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, fill them up with love, and we command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hand, spine, your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with the Creator, being successful, healing yourself, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. We also send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. If there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you for any kind of reason, we're going to ask them to stop and step forward in the light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in this bubble of light. And we're going to add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute that energy so they have no forward movement. And the bubble of light, or mirror of the bubble of mirror, stays up 24/7, 365 days a year. Until they do works of good. It's a bubble of mirror, 2 inches from their nose, facing them with the violet flame in it. I called your higher self, and I asked your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, the one that you created before you incarnated into this lifetime. And I want your higher self to activate it now. And that it's amplified. Allow all this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, atoms, molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. So let's start doing the light circle. Imagine yourself in this huge stadium filled with people, people to the right, to the left. In your mind's eye, you're holding their hands. And I'm going to call to your divine mate, your twin flames, and ask that they send one of their soul selves and feel them stand behind you and put their hands on your shoulders and help you send energy. So in the middle of the stadium, we're going to put this huge 10-ton crystal to amplify our work. And we're going to create bubbles of light. And while I'm putting in what we're going to be working on, I'm just going to ask that you just womp and send all kinds of energy into that bubble of light. So feel yourself, your silver cord go out from the top of your head. You're reconnecting with the Creator, and all this high healing light energy comes pouring into the top of your head all the way through your body. And let it flow down your arm, your right arm. Feel it go out your hand into the person next to you, and it circles to the right. We call to all the deities, all our old ancestors of light, all the gods and goddesses, past, present, and future. We invite them in to add their energy to what we're doing. The elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, water, all the angels, the archangels, add their divine energy to what we're doing. Send love and light to the left as the energy flows. To the left, the circle is now closed, so only that which is light may enter. We're going to ask the trees to join us and take the energy, send it into the earth through her roots so she can feel it, and out through the branches so humankind can react in a positive light. And as this energy goes back and forth, up and down in the tree, it just energizes and brings all the trees back to life. We call to all the rock, stones, crystals, minerals, all the earth keepers, all the stones in the Smithsonian Institute, and the Hope Diamond, to lock into this light circle and amplify our work over 100,000-fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisks, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock in. And I ask that each one of you tonight receives a healing, and that you guide us into doing Mother, Father, God, not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. All right, in mind's eye, release their hands and take a gentle, deep breath, like I said, not so you hyperventilate on me, and feel all that energy come pouring into your body. Let it flow out your heart chakra and feel it go into the center. We're creating this incredible bubble of light. And we are going to put in this bubble every person, extraterrestrial, reptilian, that is not awakened, that is like a zombie. Put them all in this bubble of light. Let there be light. We call to the Creator and Archangel Michael to remove all veils and overlays from all life forms, humans, reptilians, and extraterrestrials, that was created by reptilian satanic magicians, that is keeping all these life forms from reconnecting to the Creator to become conscious, awakened spiritual beings. As this unwanted energy is removed from all these life forms, we see them begin to reconnect to the Creator. Their hearts are now unblocking, so they start having feelings and emotions that are kinder in nature. Hearts filled with compassion. We now see the reptilian part of their brain begin to shut down, disconnecting from all that from all the satanic rituals that bound them together, resulting in the God brain being reactivated. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any dark force that is around any human and all life forms. We tie and bind that dark force, send it through the violet flame to clean the energy up, and send it back to the divine. We replace that energy with the energy of divine enlightenment. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment be activated within everyone now. We call to all the rock, stones, minerals, and earth keepers to now amplify enlightenment energy to help everyone awaken to light. See all ties, binds, blood oaths, and bee swarm mentality being cut between the dark magicians, whether it's an individual or a group or anyone trying to create a new world order through dark satanic rituals. Let all the energies from any and all ceremonies automatically neutralize as we anchor the violet flame to their ritual sites so the magicians will gain no strength or power. This will result in the collapse of all their projects and plans.
Hello, this is Dr. Sam Walters.
Amplified with Mercury in retrograde. We ask that all veils of darkness that is around anyone in the U.S. or on the planet that is keeping people from becoming conscious beings be removed and replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves becoming conscious beings. I call to everyone's higher selves and ask that the higher self now allow all strands of everyone's DNA to reconnect and be realigned with the divine with such a high healing energy that will keep anything from affecting the DNA and mutating it for any reason. See all strands of everyone's DNA reconnect to the Creator, allowing the DNA to keep its proper divine shape, healthy and functioning. See all dark veils that are around our strands being cleansed by the violet flame, and everyone reawakening to their divinity and spiritual connection to the divine. See the Creator adding an extra DNA strand that is a direct connection to Source. I ask the Creator to send down the energy of love from the pink ray to be beamed down to all living things on earth and charge that the angels and goddess of love instill in all reptilians and humans and the extraterrestrials the inner knowledge that we are all God and all one, then with much divine love. Transform all humanity to becoming loving, tolerant, non-judgmental, and non-racist. We ask that all persons with negative feelings or emotion towards others step into the violet flame, then onto the light. Let all humanity embrace diversity and move into a future of love and faith in God themselves and each other. We send divine light to everyone's brains and hearts. Extraterrestrials, reptilian, and human, remove the energy of white racism and all that divides the masses. I ask that the energy of all racism be removed by Archangel Michael, cutting the ties with his sword of blue flame since the creation of the planet until now and into the future. Let this be trailed by the violet flame to transmute all back to light. Let those thought forms be replaced with divine love. I ask the goddess of truth into everything on the planet that is trying to hide racism and bring it up to the surface and protect those that are bringing the truth forward. That she brings forward all secret and hidden agendas, the Illuminati, the Aryan Nation, the Antioch Baptist Church, the KKK, the Nazi Party, and all dark politicians, skinheads, etc., are hiding or disguising regarding their practices. Let all energy veils be removed from humankind so the divine may again come through. I command that all persons with negative feelings or emotions toward others step into the violet flame and then onto the light. I call divine light, divine wisdom, and divine caring, divine compassion to everyone's heart now and direct that energy toward the reptilian part of the brain. I command Michael to cut all ties and soul memory to reptile dinosaur energy. And as the light enters, changing all cells and atoms to divine balancing, both male and female. See the violet flame blaze through the reptilian part of the brain, cleansing and purifying. Fill the brain up with divine thoughts, raising all consciousness to divine, letting kindness, caring, and love come through now. For those stuck beings, I ask the Creator to shut their reptilian brain down and activate the divine God brain. We see these beings become an awakened spiritual being that now knows better than to hurt nor harm any life form. We cut ties to all fifth-dimensional energy frequency vents around the Earth that is creating a dark energy overlay over the Earth to control and harness human consciousness. We cut ties to all machines that are affecting us in the 3D world through frequencies, vibrations, and sound that is directed at our electromagnetic fields to create negativity and chaos. We cancel clear all frequencies that are suppressing light, giving humans an oppressing feeling. We now send a golden solar energy through those frequencies that shift the grid so people feel positive, happy, and see their life's missions and purposes. Let's send a golden solar energy through the Earth's morphogenetic grid that neutralizes any dark energy that wants to control the grid. We also command that all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment be activated within everyone now. Fill that bubble of light up with all kinds of light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, feel that divine energy flow down, creating another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to activate the crystal grid again around Washington, D.C., and remove the invisibility around the Fukushima nuclear accident. Let there be light. Let's synchronize our intention to activate the crystal grid to stop evil choices from being made by the people coming into the grid field of the crystals, activating their Christ consciousness. They are now able to make decisions for the highest good of all. See, people putting divine enlightenment in action in all aspects of their lives. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to all negative male patriarchal energy that is being sent through the quartz crystals that the Washington Obelisk, the National Monument, was built with. Now anchor the violet flame to transmute this energy at the base of the obelisk and through our crystal grid that continually transmutes any out-of-balance energy back to light. See all energy veils that is keeping people from seeing the nuclear meltdown at Fukushima, Japan, being lifted. As people awaken, they also become aware of the nuclear meltdown in Fukushima and start taking action. Let the divine ideas flow and come to the surface on how to correct the situation, and that it be given to many people who will share their ideas with others. See the Japanese government stepping aside and letting knowledgeable people come in to take over the nuclear plant and be divinely inspired on how to correct and fix this nuclear challenge. We call to the cosmic beings for help with the radiation, either removing it from our planet or turning it into something that is beneficial for the planet and all life forms. Let's also create an invisible black hole over the nuclear meltdown and see the radiation now being sucked right off the planet like a vacuum cleaner, and it's being replaced with pure, clean, healthy air. And again, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now that's connected with this nuclear challenge. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Fill it up with much light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, let's create another bubble of light. And let's put all the light workers in this bubble of light. And that means you guys. Feel yourself in this bubble of light. It's a huge bubble. We can do it. So we call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any dark force that is around any light worker. We tie and bind that dark force, send it through the violet flame to clean the energy up, send it up back to God. Fill that space up with an angel of protection, love, and abundance. see all light workers filling up with so much light that they become divine magnets for everything they need to fulfill their divine missions. See all light workers and their families and friends totally protected at all times. We ask that all light workers and their divine missions are placed in a bubble of invisibility so they cannot be seen by the dark forces, yet all the light workers see them clearly. See all the groups standing up for humanity, putting their egos aside and working together, helping each other on all levels. Fill it up with light and love. And again, let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so again, feel that we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we are going to put Trump in this bubble. Let there be light. We call to all the crystals again in Washington, D.C. to amplify light and transparency, everyone and everywhere in the Capitol. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays that is keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on his many vacation trips to Mar-a-Lago or pay for the trips himself, no longer using taxpayer funds. We call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Donald Trump is a national security threat. We ask that every American Republican Democrat needs to demand that their representatives, judicial, elected, stand up and insist that the Trump administration be suspended or put on pause until questions are answered completely and satisfactorily to an independent investigative panel with full judicial oversight. We want the Congress and the Senate to step in now with what he's doing in Syria, bring it all up to the surface. And again, everyone needs to call their Congress and Senate and demand action. There's more than enough evidence of questionable ethics, if not outright criminality, and dare I say treason, to justify suspending any further action, domestic or international, from this administration. We call the Archangel Michael to remove all overlays of magic that is keeping the Congress and Senate from standing firm and putting Trump on presidential timeout now. See the Trump administration being suspended or put on pause and not being able to eliminate or put any new programs in actions until all questions answered. See the Congress and Senate standing up and having some balls and making Donald Trump show all his tax returns and suspend him, put him on timeout. We also call the higher self, and now we're going to put Pence in this bubble of President Trump and Vice President Pence to help them reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings that will now stand up for humanity and the earth. We also cut all ties Trump has with the pipeline investors, the Jewish mafia, all dark groups that are trying to control him, including Russia and the Nazis. Let also remove all dark energy overlays around Trump that is stopping him from becoming an awakened spiritual being, taking right action for all of humanity. Now we ask Trump's higher self to help him reconnect to the Creator, becoming an awakened spiritual being who will protect land, water, and tribal lands and humanity from the corporations. Call the higher selves of all the government agencies to step forward and make Trump divest from his corporate holdings. If he refuses, which is free will, then let him be put in a position of harmlessness, which can mean Trump being impeached for his actions, removed, replaced with a light worker. Let's send energy, that spark of light that is left in Trump and Pence, and Pence's wife, and their whole, everyone that works around, they're all their staffs, now to their heart, and this energy flows close to the heart, it's now directed to their brains so they make compassionate decisions. We also call to all his propaganda ministers to now speak truth and the press to hold them accountable for their words. See all veils of dark energy removed from the masses so they see truth. Let's send energy to all the people who are standing firm against Trump's policies that are not for the benefit of humankind or the earth and all he does. Let them be divinely guided to right actions. And of course, this work also applies to all of Trump's family and all his advisors. All right, let's fill it up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. All right, we need to close the circle. So let's do three ohms. Oh, come on, you can do this out loud with me. Oh. Shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Okay, we need to ground. If you have that hematite, you want to go grab it. Put your feet flat on the floor. Now I want you to feel all that earth energy come up the bottom of your feet. Feel it come up your leg. And as you do, feel yourself becoming very grounded, very back in body. Feel yourself centering, very clear-headed. And with every breath, that energy comes farther up your leg and you're even more clear-headed, more back in body. Now, if you're still lightheaded after the show, please go outside, go find a tree, put your hands on the tree, hug it. Well, just put your hands on the tree. If that makes you happy. Send all your excess energy into the tree and then ask the tree to send you energy back. And you'll immediately ground. You might want to eat something after. That can help you ground. I know I am. Taking a nice warm bath can help you. But holding hematite is an awesome, awesome grounding stone. Matter of fact, I've been wearing mine all week. If you need any, call me at my store, 808-775-9400, Hawaiian time. I have lots. It's that time of the season. Mercury's in retrograde. So remember, guys, if things are really seem difficult, you know, and the doors keep slamming, that's probably not the direction you're supposed to go anyway. So just take a step back and don't do anything. When in doubt, don't. And everything will unfold and it'll be magical. Don't get upset. Like I said, if you're going to have to make an appointment, then have a backup for the appointment. And for goodness sake, don't get upset if it doesn't go well. Have more clarity with your conversations. You know, you've got to be really, really clear with the retrograde. Well, I hope you all are feeling better, and I hope some of you had a nice pain and stress release. You know, the prayers that we said tonight, you can find on my Facebook page. And that's Kathy Bilski. And I'm under Catherine Bilski also. And my store, Kathy's Angel Light Crystals, Miracles is Joy, is on Facebook. We have the World Enlightenment 2017 on Facebook. You can find me on Google Plus and LinkedIn. And UPRN radio, my radio shows do get up on YouTube. And you can, you know, come on to those and re-listen to them and give it energy. You know, you are just raising the energy of the planet and all humanity. We're putting darkness in their place so light can go forward. I hope you all have an incredible Easter. And, I won't be seeing you till after Easter. And you have a nice Good Friday and a lovely Easter and amplified light. And if you have to, keep chanting. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And with that, I bid you aloha.
And let's get to the question.